It's the Denver CityCast on the Bet Rivers Network. Holden Kushner with you tonight. Could be a momentous night for the city of Denver. A win and they reach their first NBA Finals. And I don't blame you if you want to head to the streets tonight. Just be safe. Be respectful. But this would be a monster moment, not just for the franchise, but for the city. I mean, this organization's been around a long, long time, and they're one of only six franchises not to be in an NBA Finals. And while if they win tonight, it won't be a title, it'll still be a huge, huge moment in this organization's history, and really in Denver history, because Nikola Jokic is the best player in the league. He has been for a couple of years. There's talk about, well, is he the greatest Denver athlete ever? He's going to have to win a couple of championships in order for that to happen. But right now, the Nuggets are up 3-0 against the Lakers. Here's what's coming up on the show. I'm going to talk about tonight's bets. I feel very, very confident about tonight's game in LA with the Nuggets sweeping the Lakers. So you'll get that. Javonte Williams is a doctor, pro football doc. Big fan of Dr. David Chow, former Chargers team doctor. Guy I've gotten to know a little bit. He gives some news on Javonte Williams. Also, want to look at a grade that PFF gave the Broncos for their offseason. So, we've got a lot to get into. Let's get into it right now. The Nuggets, the overwhelming favorites to win it all at minus 230. Heat plus 225. And let's forget about the Lakers. And let's forget about the Celtics right now. Because the Celtics absolutely gave up last night. And what I'm hoping is that the Nuggets come out so strong and beat the hell out of the Lakers so badly that by the fourth quarter, LeBron, AD are sitting and this thing just gets completely out of hand. Now, it's interesting here because if you want to get a better number than the money line, which is plus 132, you can do that. Okay, you're going to want to go to NBA series markets on Bet Rivers. And I don't see this at any other book. This is great if you are betting on Bet Rivers, and you should be if you're listening to this podcast. Tell your friends, too. It's a great, great app. Go to NBA Series Markets and take the extra 8 cents. So you could take the Nuggets on the money line at plus 132, or you could take the Nuggets to sweep the series at plus 140. So take it. Just go find this NBA Series Markets, whether you bet $5 on the game or $5,000 on the game. It doesn't matter. Just take the extra 8 cents. Total is 224 and a half tonight. Some quick thoughts on game three, and then I want to get into game four because I'm just so excited about tonight. So the Nuggets, you watch them, you see they're on fire at the right time. Great synergy. Joker, the stud, Murray scoring 30 every night in this series. Denver winning the transition battle, and the Lakers are so beat down. They're like, and here's what Rui Hachimura said. He says, they're bigger than us. And they just shoot over us. Like, their guys really sound defeated. And I don't want to say that LeBron sounds defeated, but I think in the back of his mind, he knows that this is not going to go well for him or his team. And speaking of LeBron, LeBron just looks old. He's gassed running down the floor. He didn't play that much during the regular season, but down the stretch, he had to play a lot after sitting out with an injury. And at 38 years old, listen, I'm 10 years older than him, and I know how age can take its toll on you athletic-wise, and it's definitely taken a toll on him. He's still a really good player. He's no longer the LeBron that you've known his whole career, but he looks gassed. He's playing a ton of minutes. And the other guy, AD, Mr. Glass, Davis is not a consistent force. He's been very, very inconsistent at times in these playoffs, and he looks gassed too. He shouldn't be playing these minutes. So this is a great opportunity for the more youthful, better, bigger, stronger team, the Nuggets, to go in there and just lay the hammer down tonight and bathe in the Laker fan tears. Nuggets in game three. They got all the calls. Nuggets still won. BS call on Joker for his fourth foul, by the way. I watched that game twice now, trying to figure out exactly the advantage that the Nuggets have over the Lakers, and it's exactly what Rui said. They're bigger, they're actually faster, better shooters, better coach, everything. 11-0 run in the fourth quarter really sealed the game there, and it's a 3-0 series lead. So let's get into tonight's game in Los Angeles. Like I told you, the price if you just look at the game, is going to be a plus 132 on the money line. But go find that series price and get yourself a plus 140. It just makes sense. Total's 224.5. I'm leaning toward the over there. And the Nuggets plus 3 minus 109. Yeah, you might want to take the 3 points here. But again, I just think this team is playing so well right now that I'm not even going to bother with it. I'm just going to go with the money line, and I'm going to go find that plus 140. Recording a triple-double, Nikola Jokic minus 106. We'll get into the player props here in just a minute, but let's do it. I'm taking the Nuggets on the money line, and I'm climbing the ladder to minus 8.5. That's all you can get anywhere. No one's going to give you a 12.5, a 13.5. I actually want to take this to 10.5, but Nuggets money line, climb the ladder. So what does that mean? I'm going to take the Nuggets at minus 1.5. Minus 2.5, all the way up to minus 8.5. So I'll put $10, just and I'm $100 better. So I'm just going to put $10 on each of these bets as we try and do it. And it's easy to do it on Bet Rivers. They have the point spread, and then there's that little circle, and you can go back and forth with it. Actually, now I got the Nuggets at minus 9.5, so they added that. All right, so I'm taking it minus 1.5 through minus 9.5. Nuggets plus 430. And minus 9.5, 7.5, 325, minus 4.5, 215. And we're just going to try and hit all these and hope for a blowout there. And what that'll end up adding to is about 8.8 units. So I'm still going to have a full unit plus money on the money line. And then we're just going to climb the ladder here. Now, I want to talk about the Nuggets individually. And we'll start with Nikola Jokic. Why not? 29.9 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists. That's his numbers in the playoffs, folks. Basically 30, 13, and 10. And they're giving us a triple-double at minus 106. I have not hit the Joker triple-double at minus 106 yet. It's a great bet, even if there's a blowout. And we've seen him hit triple-doubles through three quarters before. But if I am thinking this game is a blowout, does he get the triple-double? I'm taking a lot of risks here, climbing the ladder. Do I want to take another risk? The answer right now is no. I'll let you know if I change my mind. Then there's Murray, Jamal Murray, 27.9 points per game in the playoffs. This series, he's got all 30-point games. He's got 7 30-point games in the playoffs, and he's got 30-plus in every game this series. So points prop, 27.5, minus 103. I'm going to fade his points prop tonight. He's 3 points over his game one prop. Bruce Brown, averaging 12.5 points per game in the playoffs, averaged 11.4 during the regular season. He's upped his game just a little bit, chipped in 4 assists per game. His assist prop is over 2.5 at even money. I love this bet, and I'm taking it. So let's go over 2.5 assists for Bruce Brown. And what we can do with a same game parlay, I am going to throw the Joker triple-double. That's what I'm going to do. The Joker triple-double, the Bruce Brown over 2.5 assists, and then the Nuggets money line for a nice little juicy same-game parlay. And I'll probably do the minus 9.5 with Bruce Brown over and the triple-double. That's the official play here. It'll be Nuggets minus 9.5. Not plus 9.5. Minus 9.5 over on Bruce Brown assists. Jokic triple-double. So I have built my game script for tonight. I think this one gets away from the Lakers after the Nuggets impose their will. The one guy I'd like to see get on track is Aaron Gordon. He's averaging just 9 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Not a great matchup for him, but let's see him get going. The Lakers have played him off the floor, kind of like the Nuggets played D'Angelo Russell off the floor. The Lakers have played Aaron Gordon off the floor. Jeff Green played the entire fourth quarter in that last game. So here's my best bets. We're going to go with the Bruce Brown over 2.5 assists. We're going to climb the ladder with the Nuggets. We're going to take the series price for them to sweep at plus 140. The same game parlay is going to be Nuggets minus 9.5, Brown over 2.5 assists, and a Joker triple-double. See what that price is. Finals MVP market. Let's get ahead of ourselves here and get into the finals MVP market, because Joker is minus 177. Everybody thinks it's a fait accompli. the Nuggets are getting there. And why not? Why not have the Joker as the favorite? Jimmy Butler, 230. I mean, that's a great bet if you think the Heat are going to win. They're going to win another game in the Eastern Conference Finals and then get into the finals and win the finals against the Nuggets. Jimmy Butler would be a great bet, but here's what I like. Jamal Murray at 10-1. It's going to be tough for Jamal Murray against the Heat. They are better at defending the three, much better at defending the three than any of the teams that they've faced so far. But at 10-1, for me, Jamal Murray is the guy that I would want to back in that market. More on that on Thursday's show, but a couple of odds and ends, and then we'll get into the Broncos. I love, absolutely love, that the NBA, Adam Silver, and the rest of the brass freaking out about a potential Nuggets-Heat NBA Finals. And I don't care that the TV ratings won't be nearly as good as the Lakers and the Celtics, but they wanted LA and Boston featuring LeBron James, and it ain't gonna happen. You're getting Nikola Jokic, the best player in the world, and Jimmy Butler, the most alpha player in the world. It's going to be a great series when it goes down. I know I'm getting ahead of myself. I don't care. You got two teams up 3-0. Stick a fork in them. No team's ever come back. Celtics have already given up. Nuggets are too much better than the Lakers. Another thought is that the Nuggets bench has just given them so many quality minutes. A major issue over the past few seasons is really shored up at the best possible time. Bruce Brown has been an amazing sixth man. We've seen Jeff Green come through a couple of times each series. Again, he played ahead of Aaron Gordon in that last game of the fourth quarter. And you've got Christian Brown giving you some minutes. It's really a seven-man rotation with Christian Brown coming and working in. But I love what we've seen. It's an eight-man rotation, ultimately. I love what we've seen out of the bench. And then, last but not least, I don't think I was on the air since Lisa Salter said she'd never seen Joker. Just so you know, this is a sideline reporter for the NBA. I don't know what she was watching. There's no way this is the first time she's ever had a Nuggets game and been the sideline reporter. If it is, what a joke. And I talked about this with Tony Niehaus from Run Pure Bets last week. Most of the national media is meeting Nikola Jokic for the first time. And they're absolutely astounded because they're seeing what we've been seeing for the last 3 years. Anyways, let's go Nuggets, wrap this thing up, get to the NBA Finals. Golf clap for now and a big cheer tonight. Go hit the streets if they win. Be safe, don't riot, but have a good time. All right, that was number one on the Front Range Four, probably number two on the Front Range Four, maybe even three on the Front Range Four. Let's get into the Broncos though. Javonte Williams, and after Sean Payton said he thinks Javonte's gonna be ready for camp, I said, I'm a little skeptical about that. I'll believe it when I see it. Well, the pro football doc, Dr. David Chow, former Chargers team doctor, guy I've gotten to interview quite a few times, talk with quite a few times. He came out and just did a little write-up on profootballdoc.com. He says, Williams, and I'm just going to read you what he wrote here. It'll just take a moment. Williams is recovering from a multi-ligament tear, unlikely to be fully healthy until at least the midpoint of the upcoming season. That's what he thinks. That's what I've been saying. The story goes on. Given the severity of his injury and his running style, it'd be great news if he can avoid the physically unable to perform list to start the season. So not only is he skeptical that he'll be ready for training camp, he's skeptical that he's going to be ready for the start of the season, that he won't be on PUP. So he goes, while it's possible he'll be available for work at training camp in late July, the pro football docs are not confident he'll be ready and effective in week one. Okay. So he also goes on to say, Williams' recovery timeline will likely share similarities with J.K. Dobbins' initial recovery path during last season with the Ravens. And Dobbins, listen, he missed a full year, had massive reconstruction in his knee, and really battled with a lot of pain, a lot of swelling. His knee looked deformed on a couple of weeks. They took photos of it, or he took photos of it and put it out there. It looked disgusting. So Dobbins had multi-ligament tear in 2021, August of 2021, missed the entire season and came back last year in week three, played four games and then needed a scope. So I'm going to say this again. It's fine if you believe Sean Payton, But I have a very, very, very hard time believing that Javonte Williams is going to be a major factor on this team in the first half of the season. And I have a hard time believing that Javonte Williams is going to resemble anything that we saw of him before the injury this season. I'm not so sure we see the great Javonte Williams again until the 2024 season. Anyways, let's get into the win totals, the odds on Bet Rivers, and then I'm going to get you the Pro Football Focus grade, give you my grade, what I've seen out of the Broncos so far. They are plus 180 to make the playoffs. You bet $10, you get 18. You win 18, so you get 28 back if they make the playoffs. I'm not there on this team. Their win total is 8.5. Over is minus 121. Under is minus 103. Not ready to make that bet yet. 40-1 to win the Super Bowl. Same odds as Minnesota and Seattle. 5-1 to win the West. I don't see it happening. I don't see it happening at all. So, the grade Pro Football Focus gave the Broncos is an A-. And I'm not far off of that. I'm not far off of that. They love Marvin Mims. They love Sean Payton. They love Sean Payton focusing heavily on the running backs. And they love that he added multiple veteran offensive linemen in free agency. And I do too. And I'm on record grading this offseason as a B+. So we're very close, PFF and myself, very close on the grade that we're giving the Broncos. Last year, though, see, I'm a little gun shy to give him an A. Last year, and it shouldn't have anything to do with this. Last year, we thought the Russell Wilson signing made this past offseason an A+. And those of us with that opinion, including me, were way, 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 way wrong because it turned into an F-. Now, Sean Payton, easily the biggest move. And then the Broncos go out and sign 12 outside free agents. They re-signed 5 of their own in-house. I love that they got the top guard, Ben Powers, that they got the top right tackle, McGlinchey, that they added Zach Allen. But they really didn't beef up the pass rush enough for me. And that's the biggest issue I have. They got the offensive line taken care of. They don't have enough depth at pass rush. And I don't think they're going to be able to have it before the season starts. So that's kind of, it knocks things down. If they'd done a better job besides for Zach Allen, I think I could have given him an A. I love the Samaje Perine signing. I love DJ Jones on the D-line. And Mims Jr., I told you in the draft, this was the guy I wanted. He could be a stud at wide receiver and help out the special teams. Now, I will say this every single year in the offseason until they fix it. The Broncos special teams needs to be fixed. And maybe Mims can be the stud that they need as a returner because Washington was not that guy. So we have a potential starting lineup of Russell Wilson, Samaje Perine, Sutton, Judy, Hamler, Dulcich, and the offensive line right now looks like Bowles, Powers, Cushenberry, Quinn Miners, and Mike McGlinchey. So again, you bring in a left guard and a right tackle. On the defensive side, Zach Allen, DJ Jones, Randy Gregory, Baron Browning, Jonathan Cooper. All those guys on the defensive line. Are they going to have enough behind Randy Gregory, who probably is going to miss time? Are they going to have enough behind Baron Browning and Jonathan Cooper? We're going to find out. I'm a little skeptical of that. Linebacker's fine. Singleton's back. Josie Jewell, hopefully he can stay. Josie Jewell, hopefully he can stay healthy. That would be nice to see finally, right? Cornerbacks, that room is great. Patrick Surtain, Damari Mathis, Quan Williams, Kareem Jackson's back, Simmons and Stearns at safety. So again, B+ offseason, better team on paper than they were at this time last year. Truly believe that, hoping Javonte Williams gets back at some point in time. So that's my thoughts on the Nuggets tonight. That's my thoughts on the Broncos. I don't have a bet on the Rockies. They're hosting the Marlins tonight. I don't have a bet. And I love betting. I don't have a bet because they haven't announced their starting pitcher. And I'm sitting here taping this thing at 9 in the morning. Mountain time, of course. So I can't make a bet. So I'll give you my other baseball bet if you'd like it. Of course you want it. Texas Rangers run line. That would be -1.5. You'll get +120. I bet 2 of the 3 games in the Rockies series. The Rangers on the run line. It paid off. I should have bet yesterday because that was another colossal beatdown. The Rockies just... What a nightmare, an absolute nightmare of a series in Arlington, Texas. With that being said, I'm going to take the Texas Rangers on the run line once again tonight. They are 29-17 on the run line. They are the most profitable. Them and the Washington Nationals are the most profitable teams on the run line. Texas at the Pirates, the run line's down to plus 115. Take it. Take your money at plus money and move on. Tyler Hicks, Run Pure Bets, part of a dynamic duo right now over there. Him and Spread Astaire have just been slaying these playoffs. It's been very nice to see. Helped me out with some Miami bets last night. And now we've got the Nuggets, my friend. I've got a lot of bets. I've been doing very well because these guys have been winning. They've been covering. Joker's been going crazy. How are you today? And talk to me. How are you feeling about the Nuggets going to their first finals after a win tonight?
Oh, I'm good, Holden. I appreciate you having me on today. We did good last night. Just like you said, the Heat treated us well. They've treated us well that whole series. And just like you said, we're from Run Pure Bets. Me and Spread over there, we've been killing it on the playbook. 22-8 this month. We have 333 wins since December 1st, 262 losses, and 8 pushes. So we've crushed it since the start of December with this playbook. And I mean, the Nuggets are going to the finals, Holden. It's going to be tonight. And it just so happens to be the same day one of their best players retires in Carmelo Anthony. So it's only right Jokic goes out there, he sports that number 15, and just puts a great stat line up against this Lakers, who I think are going to quit tonight.
You think they're going to quit? And yep. I'm kind of there with you. So first of all, talk to me. How are the Nuggets going to put the Lakers into submission tonight? Is it going to be a Joker triple-double? Is it going to be Murray 30 plus points? Like, play this out. Give me your game script this evening.
I think it's just going to be the full-on attack from Denver. I think it's just going to be everybody gets involved. Jokic could get his triple-double. I mean, he gets it in the flow of the game anyway. But I mean, Murray's just been attacking D'Angelo Russell and these guys repeatedly. Our guy Big T over at Run Pure Sports even said it on the show the other day. It's not often you see LeBron as the third best player in this series. The order probably goes Jokic, AD, and Murray, and then LeBron. I think you could argue Murray's been the second best player in this series. That pick and roll between Jokic and Murray has killed him. And you just look at the last two Lakers series, they had de facto guys they wanted shooting the ball. When they played Memphis, you wanted Dylan Brooks shooting the ball because those just aren't high percentage shots. When you played Golden State, you wanted the ball to funnel to the Loonies, the Pole, the Draymonds, the guys they just didn't want shooting the ball. When you look around on this Nuggets team, where do you want the shots really coming from? You don't want the two stars shooting it, and then you kind of fade off the other guys. Those other guys are Michael Porter Jr. and KCP, both guys that can light you up from three. They can't really just sag off of any one guy. It was Aaron Gordon. They went away from him in the fourth quarter last game. I know you noticed that they put Bruce Brown on the floor. There was nothing the Lakers could do about that. So I think you just get the full-on Denver attack. They're going to move the ball around. Guys are going to hit threes. Murray will get going. Jokic will just play in his flow of the game, and I think they just crush him.
Yeah, that was Gordon's kind of been played out of the series. It just doesn't seem, for whatever reason, I'm sure you can explain it, has not been a good matchup for him. He's only averaging 9 points, 3 assists, 3 rebounds. He's just been taken out of the series, kind of like Russell was on the other side. I mean, yep. Is this more to do with Anthony Davis just taking him out or him not playing well? Why do you think Aaron Gordon's just not been the factor that he's usually been?
I look at him more as just a defensive guy. Like, he's never really been the offensive firepower mm-hmm. that they need with all the other guys around them. And just taking him off the floor, because you've seen it. When he was on the floor against LA, they try and force all the shots to him. They put AD on him to let AD roam in the paint while Hachimura guards Jokic. Because it kind of gets Jokic in that spot where it's like, you got a smaller guy on you. You know you could bully him to the hoop. But you don't know where AD is lurking behind you. He's not worried about Aaron Gordon shooting corner threes. So that's why I think he's been more used. He's been taken out of this series is what I'm trying to say. Because when you put Bruce Brown and these guys on the floor, you can't just leave them in the corner. They'll hit those threes. So that's the difference why I think he's been taken out of this series. And then Russell on the other side, I mean, his defense has just been atrocious. That's why they've just targeted him so much. Yeah. When Murray gets him in those one-on-ones, he kills them. It's just ugly for those guys. So I think they got to bench Russell, but I don't think they will. I think they're going to stick to their guns.
Good. Good. Let them go down with the ship. That's fine with me. So before I get to your bets, I'm going to give you my best bets. I'm climbing the ladder. up to minus 9.5 with the Nuggets. I'm getting at an over plus 400 price. I'm taking them on the money line too at plus 130, 135, depending on, you know, what number you get there. And then I was trying to think about whether or not I'm betting a Joker triple double. I got Bruce Brown over 2.5 assists. So let's go through this here. What do you think about the Nuggets money line? And what do you think about betting them up to almost 10 points?
Yeah, I love that because I think they go out there. I think the moment they go on a nice run, I think you see LeBron just go into that. He has that attitude about him. He's had it at the end of the last couple games. You could see it. He's just not giving any effort on the defensive end. He's just standing under the hoop waiting for the ball to come off the rim. He's just flat out giving up. I think the ankle injury is still bothering me. He rolled his ankle in game two again. And the dude just fell in love with the three ball. So I think it's more of that ankle injury that's just bothering him. He was getting to the rim at will, and he just stopped doing that. Love the Jokic triple-double call that you gave, though. There's also a performance double where you could do a same-game parlay of Jokic triple-double and win. Get you close to 3-1. Love that, because if he gets the triple-double, they more than likely win. I also like getting on Murray to win the Western Conference Finals MVP here. The dude scored 30-plus points in every game this series. He probably does it again tonight. There's a 30-plus and win at plus 370. I like that also. But he's plus 265 to win that MVP. I think he does it tonight, and it's just he's been the best player for the Nuggets this entire series. Jokic is a stud, but Murray's just been the scorer, and he's been the deciding factor for them every game.
I'd say he's been the best scorer, not the best player.
I could agree there. Jokic is always going to be the best player on the floor, just because what he does.
Yeah.
I can agree there, too. I will take my L there because I was the Embiid guy last year. But I also had the 25-1 ticket on Embiid. That's why I was riding him last year. Didn't get on him this year, and Jokic just made him eat it. This finals, if they win a ring and that finals MVP, is going to jump a lot of guys in that all-time list if he gets it.
What do you think of the total tonight? You got any thoughts there?
Oh, I'm going over. Denver loves to score points, and when this offense gets going, I've said it all year. You just got to kind of strap in and just take it on the chin and hope to God that you're not down 30 when these guys finally regress shooting wise. At 224, I think the Nuggets can put up 120 on their own. It all just comes down to if the Lakers are going to put up a fight or not. And I think they're going to put up a little bit of fight in the first half, and then in the end, they just give up. So the 120 from the Nuggets will get you there. I'm on the over.
You like that too. All right. So what are your favorite bets
for this? Favorite's definitely the Denver money line at plus 135. I mean, I think they win the game. Love your Jokic triple-double call. But it seems too easy. Like, the Lakers, I think their course is run. They've turned the roster over halfway through the season. It's amazing how far they got with all the injuries and that roster turnover. I think you just got to kind of take it and be like, this is as far as we're going to get. Let's go get healthy in the offseason and run it back next year. Because you're not beating this Denver team. They're just going to run away with it. That money line, I think, is too good. And then if you want to get on the Murray props, I think those are easy money, too. They still have his points. Where are they listed at here? Let's see.
Was it 27.5?
I see 26.5 at minus 106. I love that bet. Yeah. Just like we talked about, he's cleared 30-plus. They're going to hunt Russell. I think LeBron's ankle's too messed up for him to guard him either. AD can't stay in front of him. I think we see him get to 30 again here, Holden. So love that over 26.5.
You know, AD just looks gas and LeBron looks gas. And I think 38 years old is going to do that to you, but he's also not getting enough rest in these games. And AD, Mr. Glass there, he's playing too much too.
Oh yeah. 100%.
Yeah. They're just gassed, man.
And you look around too. It's like the only two guys that you can truly trust on this Lakers team to show up night in and night out, probably LeBron and Austin Reeves. Even with how good AD's been, can we really trust him every night in and night out? We've seen him disappear in games. I can't trust Hachimura. Can't trust Dennis Schroeder. So it's like these guys can just go cold at any moment, and then the Lakers are in big trouble.
Yeah, I think they're in a lot of trouble too. Let's just play futures here because the Heat are going to win too. How do you cap a Heat Nuggets finals?
I think it's going to be a little weirder than people think. I know they're going to put Jimmy on Jamal Murray to slow that offensive pace down. And Bam versus Jokic, I know Bam's a lot smaller than him. He should be able to bully him. But Bam's a weird matchup for a lot of centers in the league. I think he can give Jokic a little bit of fits. And just these other guys on the Heat around Jimmy and Bam, they're going to hit their threes. They're going to stay home on defense. We've seen that against Boston. And the coaching advantage is going to be astronomical again. I know Mike Malone's put together a good playoffs, but I think he's just riding his star players a lot. It's a lot of Jokic just running the offense. Murray's been a flamethrower. If he has to make adjustments, which he hasn't had to all postseason, it could get dicey for this Nuggets team. And we know Spoelstra's going to find something that he could exploit against them. And wing scorers, we talk about it before, that's been Denver's biggest problem the entire time. This year, last year, the year before that. Now you're going to send Jimmy Butler and them in there to play him. I think I'm going to be on the Heat if you give me a good enough price in this finals, Holden. I think Jimmy Butler and these guys are going to get it done.
Of course you will be. You didn't admit that Jokic is the best player in the world for 3 years he's been there. I still don't know if you admit it.
Oh, no, he's won.
Of course you'd take the Heat in this series.
I got to trust the better coach, Holden. I think Spoelstra can find something. And just the comments from Malone after the games, too. He just sounds like he's being a little cocky. Like, yeah, the team's rolling. But they're in that, like, everyone's against us role. And is everyone really against them? I know some people want the Lakers to win. All the media is posting that. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people know Denver's a very good team. And I guarantee you Miami knows that. And they've been studying them. They're going to find something that they can exploit.
All right, we will disagree on that one. Plug everything you're doing, my friend. Great to have you on the show.
Yeah, if you can get over to Run Pure Bets and sign up for that subscription, we've been crushing it on the NBA Bets playbook. We do an NFL playbook, too. That'll be back in a couple months when NFL fires up. Crush the month of May. We're 22-8 on bets. We'll have some up tonight on the Nuggets game. Spoiler alert, we will be on the Nuggets. And if you could use promo code Tyler15, you'll get 15% off your first month signing up over there. So definitely check that out. We crush every sport, and we do DFS too. If you play that, and all of our guys crush that. Tons of screenshots up. We got Millie winners over there. Just a great place to be in. The Discord's awesome to be in.
Mm-hmm. So you've got all my bets. My best bet will be the Nuggets on the money line too. If you want any more of my bets, go back and listen to it if you've already forgotten. Thanks so much, Tyler. I appreciate it. Thanks to Melissa and Adam and Terry behind the scenes with Bet Rivers. And thanks for checking out the Denver City Cast on the Bet Rivers Network.
Thanks for listening to the Denver City Cast on the Bet Rivers Network.